So we said yesterday that Quentin Tarantino was a little bit worried about premiering his 60s Hollywood movie at Cannes. Why can't we go to Cannes and do our show from there? Why don't they invite us? Whatever. Why don't they invite us? Why can't we do our show there?
We're not cool enough.
Like right from the red carpet. He pleaded with those in attendance and the media, don't write any articles, don't talk about this, please, blah, 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 because we're not debuting this until August. So we got to sit on this for 3 months. And everybody said, absolutely, no problem. Journalists said, we will not write one word about this until we're required to, you know, for August 10th deadline or whatever it is.
So they're going to see it, but they're agreeing to not write about it.
Yeah, I mean, you sign some sort of agreement. Writers will, I mean, that's not uncommon when you're shown a screening that far in advance.
Okay.
They'll be good.
Yeah, I mean, think about it, Mike. Think about how many times films are shown months in advance to journalists who never say a word. Sepinwall talks about that all the time. Sepinwall's seen Deadwood.
Yep.
But he's not going to write about it until it's time to write about it. That's very commonplace.
Okay.
The biggest problem is not that. The biggest problem is the big mouth attendees. You know, Steve, who lives next to the Louvre, he's going to go run his mouth to somebody.
And then it's going to make it to America.
Right. Well, anyway, they showed it last night, Once Upon a Time in America. Final scene ends.
Once Upon a Time in Hollywood?
In Hollywood, I'm sorry.
You're fine.
Final scene ends. The theater rises. They give a standing ovation for 6 minutes. That's how good it was.
Tight.
How about that?
Snazzy.
Now, a couple of things were revealed. One, that Lena Dunham is a Manson girl.
Really?
Yep.
You hear that, Mike?
Somehow that's fitting.
Don't know which one, but she is a Manson girl. And they say that this is a movie about Sharon Tate and the Manson family and how they're all... This is a movie about Hollywood in the late 60s, is what they're saying. And that it involves Sharon Tate, mm-hmm. because she was a star,
right,
back then. So this is not a Manson movie, per se.
The footage, like the behind-the-scenes footage of the sets and photographs that's leaked is...
Yeah, the detail.
It looks so good.
I know. I'm excited. I'm very excited.
I am too.
I believe that the Alamo Drafthouse has agreed to let us host a screening of that, too. How about that?
Tight.
By the way, if you want to see Rocket Man with us, we will do that next Thursday evening at the Alamo Drafthouse in Richardson, the day of its premiere.
8 p.m.
8 p.m.
Where?
Richardson.
Richardson?
Mm-hmm.
Richardson is a question.
So go to drafthouse.com/DFW, I believe, and then you can find the Richardson location. Get on it. Tickets are going fast, man. Let's see. Okay, so the story that's given me, it makes me go to sleep, is the political battle that's going on in the South, Alabama, Georgia, the abortion bills and all that.
Yep.
But it does affect entertainment. And that's the first thing that I thought of because, you know, whenever North Carolina was going to sign their bathroom bill, their potty bill,
mm-hmm.
but they got in all sorts of trouble. The NBA said, you're not going to have the All-Star Week in there if you do this. And I mean, they were holding them hostage, saying, you better change this. You know, we're an accepting league. Let's accept everybody. And I don't even remember what the problem was. But anyway, you get the gist of what was going on there. Well, now that these states are signing these abortion bills, movie companies and
bands,
yeah, artists, individual, are saying, okay, you really want to do this, we ain't coming. And they had the Hangout Festival this past weekend. The Hangout Festival.
That's in Alabama, right?
Yeah, that's in Gulf Shores, Alabama.
And they had this without you?
How did you miss this? Oh, I forget. You're Corby. The snake is dead.
We'll see.
It's over.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I've got another one.
No, you don't.
Yeah, I do.
No, you don't.
Yeah, but it ain't Hangout.
Okay.
No. Yay.
Telluride, baby.
There may be other festivals, but there's only one Hangout.
Telluride.
Telluride, the unaffordable Hangout.
Yes, the one that will not allow the hoi polloi anywhere near it.
No, sure.
Anyway, Kristen Wiig has a new comedy coming out that was supposed to be shot in Georgia. Now, Georgia has a bill. They have a 30% tax rebate for film and TV production. They say it's a huge industry down there.
Mm-hmm.
They've created almost 100,000 jobs, and it's literally like a thriving community
Louisiana
down there. Exactly.
Was or still is
they
like
are.
That.
Louisiana's like that. A lot of these states have done this, saying, hey, come film down here.
Texas is so stupid for not giving this option.
I know.
The resources that this state visually has.
Maybe they do.
They don't.
They don't?
Nope. That's why a lot of these things get shot elsewhere.
Well, Kristen Wiig is, her and her team behind Bridesmaids were supposed to shoot a movie in Georgia, and now that the anti-abortion law was signed, she's like, I'm not doing it there. And they just pulled out. And that suddenly cost the state thousands of jobs. Like, yeah, we were ready. We're here. We're all ready to go. And she's like, nope. And so now it's, I mentioned the Hangout Fest before we got sidetracked by Corby V. the Snake. A lot of those artists were saying, we're not coming back.
There are a few more worthy sidetracks than that debate.
They say, we're not coming back. Love the festival.
They fulfilled
a lot of fun.
Their commitment, though, to play.
Yeah. Yeah. But it's, you know, they're going to have this thing every year. And now who can you lure?
Man, I bet. I don't know. You know how liberal the Hollywood peoples and the rock and roll peoples are?
I know.
And that if one's going to do it, they're all going to do it.
Yeah. There he is.
So it'll be Toby Keith and Petra.
Larry the Cable Guy.
And
the,
him. There's your hangout.
The cow has been rousted.
I love rousting the cow.
And, okay. Tiger Woods.
Golfer.
Good golfer, right?
Really good golfer.
Yeah. So the book that came out last year, written by Armin Katayan. Armin. He of HBO Sports and 60 Minutes. Supposed to be great. Had a lot of friends that read the book and said it was really, really good. Well, it appears that that book is going to be turned into a scripted miniseries after the author struck a deal with an entertainment company.
What?
Now, we don't have a channel or anything like that. And it starts in 2009 with the famous crash outside the household that hit the fire hydrant.
Okay.
And then Elon coming out with a 9-iron and smashing it over the window and then beating his ass up and... Yeah, it starts
so
right there.
The good
and
stuff
it's
going to
be
huh?
made for TV.
Yes, it's going to be made for TV, a scripted miniseries. The problem is that someone's going to have to play Tiger, and
yes.
That's you can't. There's no one that can do that.
Gary Coleman.
Gary Coleman. I think he's dead.
Yes, he's dead.
All right. How about Todd Bridges?
Quit besmirching the name of. Are now the names of different Strokes characters. But you're not going to find... That's the thing. Whenever they make a movie about somebody famous, you got to find somebody that looks like the person.
Mm-hmm.
They're not going to be able to find anybody that looks like him. And then... No!
That can act.
Yeah.
And play golf.
There's no way!
How much golf needs to be in that, though?
Not much.
Yeah.
The story is not golf.
Mm-mm.
But the story is, the book is about golf.
No,
is
it? No, it's not.
It's about the song.
They're not going to have him. It's not going to start with the crash, and then they're going to fast forward to Perkins.
No, they're going to
restaurant. Starts, and he's humping some waitress.
Starts with the crash, and you hear the glass shatter, and then the song plays in the opening credits. As you see, what's her name? Elin.
Yeah.
Slow motion running across the front yard with a golf club.
Yeah.
Tiger trying to undo his seatbelt with a look of terror in his face.
Right.
No! She's like the liquid robot in Terminator 2. Yeah. Chasing the SUV.
And starring James Earl Jones as Tiger Woods.
He could play Earl.
God, he could play Earl.
Yeah.
But it'd have to be the ghost of Earl, because right. Earl would have died by then.
Mm-hmm.
And so he's up there with,
the
Chewbacca and the alligator. Chubbs.
With the Jamie Lannister hand.
Right.
Oh, my God.
This will fail.
Oh, I can't wait.
I'm telling you right now, this will be terrible.
We're going to watch all of it and review it every week.
God.
Yes, we are.
Yeah. Who's going to pick this up?
Hallmark?
Somebody will.
Who did the OJ thing? FX?
Yeah, but
FX.
They could do that right.
Yeah, they could do this right.
FX
put it on AMC
it.
Or FX.
You Cuba Gooding Jr.
I guess we bought Cuba Gooding Jr. as OJ, and he looked nothing like OJ.
Get that Trevor Noah. He looks like Tiger, kind of.
Or Grey Worm.
Yeah, or Grey Worm. Yeah,
Grey Worm as Tiger Woods.
Grey Worm and a box of Chiclets. You're set.
Grey.
And starring Grey Worm as Tiger Woods.
He just adopts his Game of Thrones name as his real name.